Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I assist you?
Yeah, I got one of your products, and it said free, and then it said that I had to pay the shipping and handling at $5.95, which I did, and I got the products here. And then a few days later, not long after, I get a bill for $59.95. I didn't agree to that. Paying that free means free. It doesn't mean pay $59.95. I'm 85 years old. I don't hear too good, especially on the phone. So I want that refunded out of my checking account.
Okay, sir. May I please have your zip code so I can pull up your account?
74133.
I'm sorry, sir. Could you repeat that?
74133.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please?
Jack Connor.
Mr. Connor, could you please verify your shipping address for me, sir?
8852 East 96th Street.
City and state, sir?
Pardon?
City and state.
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay, thank you for that information. Give me just one moment, please. Okay, Mr. Connor, I see where you paid shipping and handling back on the 9th of March for our Pure Smartwatch and Pure Mini Pods. The charges of $59.95 as well as that other charge for $59.95 are what they call the end of trial price, sir. That just means that they charged you for the watch and for those ear pods after you didn't call in to cancel. It wasn't a free gift. It was actually a free trial, and you had 14 days to try the products out without being charged. After 14 days, Mr. Connor, they charge you the full price for those products.
Well, I didn't understand that. I didn't see that in it or anything.
Okay.
Lady.
Let's see. Well, Mr. Connor, I'd be more than happy to refund 35% of those charges for each of those charges back to your card.
I want it all refunded.
Okay. How about if I refunded 50% of it back?
No, I want 100% of it.
Okay, sir, I'm going to need you to return those products back to us. I can give you the return address.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, sir. The address that you're going to be returning the watch back to is going to be 11551 East 45th Avenue.
East
45th Avenue. 45th Avenue. Unit C. That's in Denver, Colorado.
What's that?
Sir?
151 East 45th, 45 Avenue.
Yes. 11551 East 45th Avenue, Unit C.
Unit C.
And that's in Denver, Colorado. Eight, zero, two, three, nine.
Now, who's the key return to?
I'm sorry?
Oh, no, two. What's the person that he's returning to? That's me.
I can't understand what you're saying, sir. I'm sorry.
You have given him an address, but you haven't given him a person or company to address it to. You gave him just the address.
That's all that's required.
You don't have to. What do you mean the post office is going to pick it up and say, oh, this address goes to Joe Blow up in Colorado?
It's a factory, ma'am. They'll understand. They accept returns all day, every day, and that's an adequate return address.
And they don't have any.
If he wants a name, he can put Smart Health Watch on it or Fitness Watch. But the address that I just provided is all that's necessary.
Okay. I think he'd feel better if he put Fitness Watch. Would that be okay to put that?
That'd be fine.
Okay, that's great.
What?
Fitness Watch. I'll put it on. Let me do this. Okay, there you go. Just finish talking to
him. Okay. Fitness Watch.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. You know? Okay. How about the iPod?
You mean the earpods put, but they go back to the same company, sir. Put them both in the same box when you return them.
Oh, okay. And I'll get refunded both. I'll be refunded $59.95 and $59.95.
Yes, sir, when the products are back in the warehouse.
And how much will the credit be?
It's actually, hold on just one moment, okay? Let me place you on a brief hold. Let me check something out real quick. I'll be right back.
I don't give you the total amount? Hmm?
No.
Just 35%.
No, I said no. I want 4%, 100%.
Okay, Mr. Connor, are you there,
yeah,
sir? There is actually, where did I see that at? A $9.95 restocking fee. So I'm going to be refunding both amounts back. Excuse me, sir. Both amounts back to your card. Less than $9.95 restocking fee.
Stocking fee, just part of it. To put it back in stock, it costs $10.
Should I do that? Okay. In other words, you're going to have that restocking fee a piece. Is that right?
That's correct.
$20.
So yes, sir.
So what is the end amount?
I'm going to be refunding $100 back in total, $50 for the watch and $50 for the earpods. And I'm going to be refunding that today. You should see it back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, that's all right. I'll do that.
Okay. Mr. Connor, you're going to be receiving a refund confirmation email, sir, to SpunkyConnor58@yahoo.com within the next few minutes, and it's just something confirming that your refund is on its way back to Visa card ending 8518. Mr. Connor, you should see that money back in your account physically within the next 3 to 5 business days.
All right, and I'm going to use the same package that I received it in.
Sure, that'd be fine.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you.
Yes, sir, Mr. Pounder. Thank you for calling customer support today. You stay safe and have a great day.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Well, restocking fee, Jack, is kind of like a, it's just like the penalty for ordering to begin with. $20 is a big difference between that and $120. You get back $100. Just when you're going to order something like that, Jack.
I won't anymore, well, I can tell
you. Thinking about it, I want you to let me read it because I might catch it. I don't think they probably put that in there. It's probably kind of like, it's kind of like a bait. And if you, if it said,
well,
it was a trial wasn't in there anyplace, was it? Do you remember?
I didn't catch it.
Yeah.
They talk so fast, you don't catch stuff.
Well,
I don't catch stuff.
What you need to always do when you're going to order anything like that, even if you're familiar with it,